Today's daf is Pesachim daf Sadi Beis. We are on Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah, we are up to the last Amud of the 8th Perek and the first Amud of the 9th Perek as we transition from Haisha to Mi Shahaya. So we'll start with Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. After having discussed various issues relating to Onein, Mefakech Esagal, and other cases of questionable situations on Erev Pesach, whether a person is going to be ro'i to be able to eat the Karan Pesach or not, says the Mishnah, continuing along those lines. Onein, what if somebody has an Onein on Erev, somebody is an Onein on Erev Pesach, Tovel v'ochel es pischo la'erev. He can go to the mikvah. The previous Mishnah said, can we shecht on his behalf or not? Now we're talking about what exactly can he do? He or she do. So Onein, Tovel, Volkos, Pizkol, Arab. And Onein can be Tovel. Go to the mikvah that day and eat the Karan Pesach that night. And Rashi adds the crucial words, the Af Alpi Shadayin Lo Nikbar. Even if the Kfura did not take place yet, still, he could go to the mikvah and eat. De'ein aninus, Rashi explains the Svara. De'ein aninus min ha-Torah ela bayom, on a Doraisa level. What is the source of aninus? There are two suggestions given in the Rishonim. And based on the Gemara, what are the two suggestions? Number one is a pasuk in the end of the Torah in Kisavo, lo achalti va'oni mimenu, with the context of Maaser Sheni. And a person, the Torah says explicitly, a person is allowed to eat Maaser Sheni when they are in a state of aninus. So a chazal dash, we dash, nakal v'chober to karbanos. If you can't eat Maaser Sheni when you're in onein, karbanos has a higher standard. So therefore, surely you can't eat kachim when one is an onein. Number one. Or the other suggestion is the pasuk by Aaron HaKohen. We spoke about last week, the various Gemaras, Hayita Beni Hashem, where Aaron HaKohen says, would you have wanted me to eat this today, after my sons died, after this situation happened? So that is why, those are the two sources. So either way, aninus, as we mentioned, is for sure a din, I wouldn't call it a mitzvah, but a din d'oraisa, on the day of the death. The question is, what about the night after? So that's the machlokas and Maseches Vachim, whether aninus laila is d'oraisa or d'rabanan. That is a question. Rashi here is going like the opinion that it is d'rabanan. So, as the Gemara will explain, that night, even before the burial, so the state that he's in, the reason he can't eat karbanos is an iser d'rabanan. But there's a mitzvah asei sheyish bo kares, staring at him in the face. Karban Pesach. So that's docha. Amazingly, nothing happened. He was an onein daraisa, and all of a sudden it turned nighttime. Nothing happened as long as he went to the mikvah. Why does he have to go to the mikvah? He wasn't tamei. He has to go to the mikvah, Rashi says, on a d'rabanan level, because he was usher at kachim till now. And now the state is switching, so mid'rabanan, he goes to the mikvah. Sometimes we find rabbinic minhagim obligations to go to the mikvah. The Rama even writes in Yaredeya that the minhag, we know a ger obviously has to go to the mikvah on a daraisa level. Mila tefillin artzos damim are needed. But on a derabana level, the Rama quotes in Yaredeya that someone who is a bal tshuva, who totally, you know, was not connected, and then he became a bal tshuva, so he should go to the mikvah. Should go to the mikvah. Well, the mikvah. So as a minhag. It's a minhag. It's not a dib, but as a minhag. So too, the here, Rashi quotes on the third white line, Srichin tefila lak ha'onein mechus ha'kipurin. The Mishnah says, at the end of Chagiga, Srichin tefila lak ha'odesh, mitoch she'ne'esru ad achshav b'kachim. Since up until now, he was also for eating kachim, atzrachinu rabbanan tefila. The rabbanan required him to go to the mikvah, even though Meikar, he doesn't need it on a daraisa level. Aval pisha mechusik yipurim tovel esmol, even though he was tovel yesterday, but that is the halacha of onein. So again, it's the iser derabanan being pushed aside by the mitzvah daraisa sheyeshbo karis. Okay, so that is the first halacha of aninus. Let's continue, and then we will get back to an important also pointed Rashi. Avalo b'kachim, but by regular karbanos we wouldn't allow it. Even though it's still eating kachim, as we have mentioned, is a mitzvah daraisa. Remember we mentioned the sheet of the Rambam and the Rashi. Rambam said at least the achila of the kohanim, as we had earlier. Remember kohanim ochlim and bialim is kaprin. Right, that was the earlier Gemara on Daf Nun Tas Amid Beis. Malamich kohanim ochlim and bialim is kaprin. We discussed there the discussion. The Rambam holds clearly that there is a two tiered mitzvah asay. Eating kachim by the kohanim is a mitzvah asay, eating menaches is a mitzvah asay. And then a secondary level, the Rambam says, if you remember the lashon, v'chein, and also eating kachim kalim is a mitzvah, is included in the mitzvah asay. Nowhere does the Rambam mention that the Yisraelim eating their part of the shlamim is a mitzvah zaseh. That's not written explicitly. That's Rashi Shita. Rashi holds that, but either way, it's a mitzvah, some part of eating kachem is a mitzvah zaseh, but that is not pushed aside by the Isser Durabanan of Aninus. Right? The Mishnah says we only will allow an onain to eat the carbon Pesach even before the burial. At least we'll still go according to Rashi. But other carbonis we wouldn't, as we'll see in the Gemara, because it doesn't have karis associated with it. Asay sheish bo kares, that we will say that is doche, but I don't say she'ein bo kares. That is the first halacha of the of the Mishnah. Rav Issa Zalman notes, what happens if the burial did take place? If the burial took place, let's say the burial took place after Shkia, that night, says Rav Issa Zalman, ironically, then he cannot eat the Karban Pesach because of the din of Avelus. Avelus kicks in, and he became Tameh, made himself Tameh, and then he can't. So it's better, in terms of Hilchos Karban Pesach, for the burial not to have happened than for the burial to have happened. And even, he suggests, Rav Issa Zalman discussed this in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, even if he wasn't Metameh himself, he still has the din of an avel, and that din of an avel might be more connected to the state of aninus than the state of aninus laila derabanan. And he goes through the working that out. He talks about two types of aninus, and he says, ironically, it might be better for him regarding hilchos a karban pesach for the burial. Not that we delay the burial, rachmana l'slam. We never delay burials, but that in terms of eating the karban pesach, it might be better for him for the kavura not to have happened yet. Okay, that is all issue number one. Next, Hashomei al Meso. If somebody hears about a relative that died, Shomei al Meso, as we know, the halacha is Shmua Karova, Shmua Rechoka, the different halachas. If somebody hears about a relative that was Nifter, Rashi quotes, there is Aninas Durabanan. Again, V'amalaki lo atzamos. If somebody does Likar atzamos, somebody gathers there the bones, the body of the relative in order to move them for some reason, as Hashem will get to. And again, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Moed Katan, there is a velus on that day. Misabalem kol hayom kulo. A velus one day. So all these cases, tova v'ocha b'kachim, all these cases is only a problem that day, and therefore one can, they can. Again, the previous Mishnah was about what we do on their behalf. But I'm talking about what they do. They can go to the mikvah for midrabanan. We said daraisa, they weren't matami. What did they go to the mikvah for? But midrabanan, they go to the mikvah v'ocha b'kachim, and then they can eat kachim that night. So that is the first half of the Mishnah. Let's finish the Mishnah. Then we'll talk more about it. Ger shenisgayer. What if you have a ger? Ger shenisgayer be'erev Pesach. What if some ger converted on erev Pesach? Shouldn't it be goy shenisgayer? Why is it ger shenisgayer? If he's a ger, he was ready in the skyer. Should we call it a goy shenisgayer? So one of the achronim pointed out that every ger, and we know, was at Maamad Har Sinai. He was already there. There was already a connection. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that he was going to be Mistofif Tachas Kafei Ashchina. So he was already a ger shenisgayer. He already, it was a label that way. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that it was going to happen. That's why that's not a goy shenisgayer. That's why we call him a ger shenisgayer. Even though it's ger shenisgayer cut in Shinova Dami, the Gemara says in Yavamas. But it's like a new beginning, but there's something there beforehand. Something there. There's no pintel of yid. There's a pintel of something. Right? The ger shenisgayer, right? That was once asked. I don't have an answer to it. I never saw it anywhere. A ger in utero. What did he learn? Did he learn Sheva Mitzvahs or did he learn Kol HaTorah Kula? 613. I don't know. Not sure. The Malach, I don't know if the Malach also is able to see La'achar Zman. But either way, Chodesh Baruch Hu, I'm sure, takes care of it. And creates what needs to be created. So the ger, that's this guy at Erev Pesach. So, right, busy day. Erev Pesach, the Bezdin, Dafka, that's the day he finished learning all about the mitzvahs. That's the day he becomes Jewish. The halacha is one of the first mitzvahs he's going to do is Karban Pesach. Or will it be one of the first mitzvahs? Machlokas, Beishamai Omrim, fine. Beishamai here is Mekel. Tovel v'ochel es piskol la'erev. Actually, might not be, but it's a chumr. He has to eat Karban Pesach. So I don't think this is not one of the items listed in the beginning of Maseches Beitza, where we list off all of the kulas of Beis Shammai and the chumras of Beis Hillel. This is not listed because I formulate it as a kula, but maybe not. It's a kula that he's allowed to, but he's a chumra that he has to. So Beis Shammai says he could go to the mikvah and eat the Karban Pesach. What's the matter? He became Jewish. Wonderful. He goes to the mikvah, eats Karban Pesach, but Beis Hillel says not. If somebody separates from Arla, meaning he was an Arel, and he was an Orel who was not Jewish, who became Jewish today, Kaporish Menakever, it's as if he was Tamei Meis, meaning he's got to wait a week. He's got to wait, we'll see. This is an Issa Derabanan, based on next year, the Goy slash Ger might say, well, last year, I did it on Erev Pesach, I became Jewish, I was able to eat it. So what happens if he becomes Tamei Meis next year, Erev Pesach, he might get confused, and therefore, at a Derabanan level, we will not allow him to take part in Karban Pesach. Related to this is the Meshech Chachma that we mentioned a few times already in this Pesachta, but you got to mention it now, that related to this Machlokah Leshamei Beis Hillel. There is an amazing Havamina. Rashi quotes it in Parshas Bo. Amazing Havamina of a Medrash. The Medrash says that Havamina, you might think that a ger has to bring a Karban Pesach the day he converts. Even if it's in the middle of Tammuz. Doesn't matter when it is. You might think, just like the ger, there's a set of karbanos that a ger has to bring. Every ger today, there's a ger bizman hazeh, meheri yibana beis hamikdash, b'sheikh, right? The Beis will be rebuilt today. The ger's got to bring a set of karbanos. His karbanos of gerus. Right? What the Gemara says, we become Jewish through mila, tevila, and hartsaz damim, blood, right? The sprinkling of the blood. We can't do that bizman hazeh, because we don't have karbanos. But we have to keep track, and every ger has to bring his set of karbanos. There's a havamin in the medrash that not only a regular set of karbanos, but even a karban pesach. Karban pesach? What does a karban pesach have to do with gerus? He has to bring a karban pesach the day he converts? Why? So explains the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bahaloscha, in the context of Pesach Sheni, that he brings a lot of rayas. Karban pesach is the anti-avodah zarah karban. It's the symbol. It's the anti-Avodah Zarah. This is the first carbon that was given nationally, that was commanded nationally to Klal Yisrael when they were on the 49th level of Tumah, and they were about to be lost in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands them, carbon Pesach, as we know, take the God of the Egyptians and do everything, do the Avodah to it, and as we discussed from the Chizkuni, you burn it whole, and you make a barbecue so the whole Mitzrayim can smell it, and you do it in the afternoon when they're coming back from work, and you tie it to your bed for four nights so that it's making sounds the whole night. It's all about disproving their God. So says the Meshech Chachma, that's exactly the Havamina, that a ger, you might have thought, was required to bring Karban Pesach the day he converts, because this is about being anti-Avodah Zarah. And that is why the only times B'nai Yisrael brought Karban Pesach in the Midbar was year the beginning, right, after getting out of Mitzrayim, and getting rid of that Avodah Zarah, and all the way at the end, Baal Peor. Right, the last one, they needed it. When they went in, they had just, gone through, terrible times. Says the Meshech Chachma, V'lachein, achrei she'asu Yisrael ha'egel, tziva Hashem Yisbarach b'shan ha'shedis la'asot ha'pesach, la'archika b'lavdila m'latara m'gilulei avodas kalibim, v'chein b'shan ha'sar ha'boim, she'tol l'bal pa'or. Right, you might say, oh, it's also because they couldn't get Mila. That's true. But on a larger scale, this week's Parsha, Zos HaBracha, right, it says by Uvrischa Yinsoru, by Levi. They were the only ones that got Bris Mila, Rashi quotes. So again, but besides them, there's another reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that B'nai Yisrael did cover Pesach those years, year 1 and 2 and year 40, because it was right after they were involved in Avodah Zarah. And that is why he continues to explain that Yoshio quotes a story by in Melachim Beis, Yoshio HaMelech, when he was B'taher Yehuda and Yerushalayim from the Asheris, he made Karban Pesach, even though it wasn't Pesach yet. It says, Lo nasa ke Pesach hazeh b'yimei ha-shoftim, asher shoftu as Yisrael v'chol yimei Malach Yisrael Malach Yehuda. So again, what's the emphasis? Because he was being B'taher the Abbeis HaMelech from Avodah Zarah. There are many rayas to this, but this is why B'yitachein, the Af Ger, Tzarek Lahavi, Karban, he goes through this Havamina. This is what relates to our Gemara, our Mishnah right here, Machlokas Veshamei Bisilel, in terms of on real Erev Pesach, having to bring the Karban. Okay, says the Gemara, my time up. So what is the reason that the Onain, who is even without burial, again, when we're going with Rashi Pshat, even without burial, is allowed to partake of Karban Pesach that night, my time, Kasavar Aninos, Delaila de Rabbanan, we hold, right, Machlokas Tanoim, but he holds like Aninos Laila, that Laila after the day of death is de Rabbanan, Vigabe Pesach, Lohemita de Vrema Makam Kares, and for Karban Pesach, you know, there's a din de Rabbanan, but where are you going to lose out on an Ase Sheish Bo Kares? We will allow you to. Gabi Kachim, Emita de Vrema Makam Ase. By Kachim, you're right, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, but there's no kares for Kohanim not partaking of the carbon, or Yisraelim even, not partaking of a carbon, and therefore they keep their Isur Durabanan going, even though it will make them, make the Kohanim, not be able to partake of the carbonos. Good. Number two, Hashomea Almeso Vechulu. Somebody hears about the person who a relative who died, or somebody's malakid at Samos, they can be Tovel and eat Kachet tonight. Really? Somebody who does Likid at Samos? Likid at Samos becomes Tomei. He needs Hazah. It's like a malakid at Samos, Aboy Hazah Shlishi Vishvi. Doesn't need Hazah on day 3 and day 7 of the ashes of the Paraduma? Right? So how does that work? You can't eat it that night. Ema Shaliktulu at Samos. That doesn't mean he actually did it. It means it was done on his behalf. Somebody did it. But it wasn't that he did it, and therefore, in that case, he would still be able to partake that night. And we know there were nine para adumas in history. The Mishnah says in Maseches Para, there were nine para adumas in history. One of the times of Moshe, and then the one of the times of Ezra, and the other seven in the times of Bayesheni, and the tenth one is going to be Yibos HaMashiach. That's what the Mishnah says, and when the Rambam quotes this Mishnah in Maseches in Hilchas Paraduma, the Rambam says, and the tenth one will be the Rosh Hashiach, Mehera Yigala, the Rambam says. Most feather, but the Babacher Rebbe points out, Kedarka Bakodesh. What the Rambam usually doesn't end off his halachas in Mishnah Torah, Mehera Yemeinu Amen. Right? And here, all of a sudden, he says, Mehera Yigala. So explains to the Babacher Rebbe, because that's part of our Amunah. Whenever we mention it, that has to be our knee-jerk reaction. The Rambam mentions Mashiach, Mehera Yigala. He has to throw that in, even in Mishnah Torah. Even Dafke in Mishnah Torah to teach us this. Right, that the 10th Paraduma is going to come up then.
So Malachi
Blot Samos definitely has a halacha of an Avel, right? So Malachi, Likad Samos, well, if they became Tameh, they actually touched, they become Daisim. But if they didn't, as they did have an Avel that day, but only for that day, not that night. La'erev, there's no Avel. Listen, that's why they could partake of the Karban that night. That is the Hadar of Likad Samos. When is Likad Samos done? And why would it be allowed to be done? So Rav Moshe has about 25 tshuvas about different cases of Likud HaTzamos. I'll mention about four. Right? Rav Moshe, first of all, there's an amazing line in the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer has a line in the tshuva where he says, if Likud HaTzamos is done, it's good not to tell the person until the next day. Why? Because they're going to be pater for mitzvahs. Why create a situation where somebody's going to be pater for mitzvahs? So if you're doing it, the Chassam Sofer writes, at the end of your Adeya, Shin Nun Gimel, I'll read it to you. Bahasal Kinan, Kol HaYodeya, Ki Yifnu Hayom Atzos Krovav. Well, first he says, if somebody knows that they're going to do it that day, pater mikol HaMitzvos Atche Hiviyam L'menu Chassam. They're pater for mitzvahs until Kfura occurs. And then you're an Avel for the rest of the day. L'menu Chassam HaKever. V'yachar HaKfura Misabel Ad HaEref. V'chayev L'kroa B'shas Pinui O B'shas Shmua. And there's a Chiyiv Kriya. Rechmano Litzvan. Aval Tov Shelo Lohodi Ala Krovim. Wow. That's the Chassam Sofer. Tov Lohodi. What about a real Avelis? We don't say that by real Avelis at Adios. We would never say that. Why? Because it's a mitzvah of Avelis. Right after Kfur, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. Daraisa, Durabanan. But Aninus is not a mitzvah. It's a din to be in this state. And the Avelis of after Kfur of an Aninus. So afterwards you can tell them. Because then it's just you don't lose any mitzvahs. But he says, Tov shalom lo'odi al akrovim calls alzeh ubali chever kadisha gomle chasadim yivaru kol yom biyomo anashim shalom yagil lekrovei atzvam bayamahu v'ubegibilas chesed datorah chasal yisrael ubitul zmanehem v'chachamim einehem b'roshehem. And the Chazal are worried about the bitul zman and the bitul mitzvahs of a Jew. Okay, that's the Chassam Sofer. But either way, why would one be allowed to do Likud HaTzamos? So there are various cases. The most obvious one is bringing the guf to Eretz Yisrael. That is the one that... So usually that happens right away. But let's say it couldn't happen right away. There are many of the greats, the certain gedolim in Har Mnuchot that were brought. The Chida. The Chida was brought from outside. Mamre Lublin. Right, there are others. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this in Kufnun Dalid, in Yoredeya Beis Kufnun Dalid, tshuva from 1965. Hinei, bedvar shehevin das ishto. The man asked him that he understood from his wife that she wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, but because at the time of her death, he was not in any state to do it, bepnei chol shaso, lo haya yachol oz la'asose. V'kavra bebeis akvaras de Montreal. V'yata acharei aver karav lashana. Noch daito, verota lekayim ritzona, verota leida daito. You want to know my das, if I think it's a good idea. He says, what do you see me for? It's my first Shulchan Aruch. He says, Shulchan Aruch says, in Yeradish, Shin Sama Gimel, Shekadei Laholach La'aretz Yisrael Mutter. V'lo Hizkir Tam was fake. I'm not sure exactly about the questioner's suffix in the letter. He says, it must be that he just, you know, he doesn't want to, when it comes to these types of ideas, you don't want to do it yourself. Maybe this is what you're not sure about. And he goes through and says, maybe the halacha of going to Eretz Yisrael is only after a person dies before they're buried. Then you can go to Eretz Yisrael and delay the levaya. But to do likarat samos, maybe that's what you're not sure about. Why? What's the issue? There's an issue of bizayon of the mesim shenisharu. Says, what about the other people who are still there? It's a bizayon, right? It's good. You're leaving. Well, we're not good company for you. We're not good company. We're not good friends. But we make it hard. We make it, you know, we're not, you don't like the neighborhood. So he says, no. Even so, Avonera Pashut, Shekiva Shemasharoto, Alicha Beret Yisrael, will be Tam Kapara, Leka Shumbi Zion Lamesav Shadisharu, Mishum, to after Vada Hayarota La Nuach Etzlam, Avon who wrote said, Baha Kapara, the Kvur of Beret Yisrael. And then he says, the issue of Bizoyin Shar Mesim is Dafka Kishabolichadoso Mitchila Lekavra Babakamacher. I don't want to get near these people. Aval, once you buried him, so you see the person was happy being there. And now you're moving, it's obviously for a different reason. Hari Haroe Hera Shenichalo Batsam Lanuach Isla Mesim Shabesak Varaze. The Avidu Kalaroim Shirak Tamacher Yeshlo She Mifadimo so la Kerem Makabacher, Velomishim Shlo Nichal Lanuach Isla Mesim Asham, Vekhul and he says, Pashut says you can take the wife. Take the wife, that was his case. Again, there's many sorry, I'll just read you just four interesting cases. There's one a couple of tshuvas later, here also in Yeradeya Beis, in Kuf Samach Beis. This case. Imrashon lefanos hames. This is a very serious issue. But listen to what Rav Moshe says. Erev Shavuos, 1963. He wrote this. Imrashon lefanos hames kedei sheyuchlu habanim lelech al kivro lefamim. That's the case. Bihine ledvar lefanos aronos shel aviv olav hashalom me Akron le New York. The father was buried in Akron, Ohio, and all the kids lived in New York. So nobody's ever getting out to Akron. So they want to know, can they move the father to New York so they can go visit him? Says Rav Moshe, why exactly are you moving the mace? For your covet or your father's covet? He says, it sounds like you're moving him for your covet. And that's Asur. Rav Moshe says, Pashut she Asur. She pinu yze eino lechvod ha-mace el lahakel al abanim. Kishe yirzu lelech al kivrei avos. He says, well, you're making it more convenient for you? He says, that's not a reason to move the mace. I mean, it's very serious issues about Likud Atzamos. Ube'etzem, and then he listened to this. Kol halicha al kever avos eino chiyuv. There's no chiyuv whatsoever to go to kever avos. Ule kisvei ha'arizal, shehevi amagad evram, ein lele klal lebeis akvaris. Av l'tzorach bigro kever avos. Avo av shaha'olam nogin leilech al kever avos is a midag Yisrael. Many times people time their trips to Eretz Yisrael to go to the yard site. He says, but is that v'choshev? Is that a kavod av? Ein ze kavod ameis sheshayach lahatir a pinui bishvil ze. Okay, maybe a little bit, but it's not kavod ameis that we would allow pinui. Afim lo yuchlu klal lelech al kivrei avos la'olam. Even if you can never go to your father's kever, says Rav Moshe, you're not allowed to move him. Shelo bishvil kol kavod hanidme la'adam matirin lefanos. Just because I think it's a kavod for the father, for my grandchildren to be able to visit. Says, that's kavod ha-meduma, says Rav Moshe. That's not real kavod. All right, so he says, Rak Mishum kavod aviv l'kavro eitzal avosav. You want to move him to the cemetery where all the avos are, and you want to move him to the cemetery of Eretz Yisrael. Says, that's a reason, not because of any kavod acher. Rav Moshe is very strong. So now, with that understanding, you can go back to the other tshuvas in Yeradei Chelek Aleph, where Rav Moshe discusses, again, just to mention maybe one or two more, and then we'll continue. Rav Moshe says in Reish Lamed Vav. Pini Ameis Lekever Mishpacha. What about Lekever? He was buried somewhere else, he says. Vihine, Bidar Pini Ameis, Shabanim Rotzim Lefanos Es Aviyem, She Nikvar Be'ir Rachok Mi Toronto, Le Toronto. A lot of Canadian shaylos. Basher Heim Konim Ve Toronto, Makom Gadol Lekever Mishpacha. They have a large Kever Mishpacha in Toronto. They want to move there. He was buried at some small town out in Canada. So Ramoshe is not into it. Moshe is not into it at all. But he said, Lamaisa, Kever Avos, to be with the whole family that are already dead. Not the Kever Avos that the Bunim visiting. But the Kever Avos that are already, so he says there are some Achronim that allow it. even though there's bilbul and shamayim when you do likud atzamos, I'm not really a fan of it, but he said if you really want to do it, I'll allow. But you see from the other case, visiting a niftar is more kavod achayim than kavod amesim, right? We feel good by visiting our relatives. It's not that, what is the mace got about? What, the more rocks on the kever, the better it is in shamayim? I mean, obviously, the Gemara talks about Rachman al-Islan at a Levaya, right? The people come to listen, Min HaShemayim. They're not the people, the Malachim. Okay, anyway, there's two more. Be'inyin, what about a case of a man who is buried by mistake next to a different woman, not his wife? Rachman al-Islan, the Chever Kadisha made a big mistake. Be'inyin Isha, Betos Kavruah, Eitzel Isha. You think these didn't happen? They all happened. They were asked Rav Moshe. This one happened in Tishrei in 1954. Right? He quotes from Patterson, the Rav from Patterson. He named Mikhav Kvotaraso. Afshe Nechtav Or Liyom Dalat Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Even though you wrote the letter on the fourth day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, I got the letter on Chol HaMoed. I didn't want to answer you till now. So now it's Mosoi Sukkis, so I'm answering you this letter. I don't know if Rav Moshe was speaking to a computer on Chol HaMoed either. Okay, we're Mekel. Asher Pashut. Since the minog is not to bury a man and a woman if they're not married next to each other, who be zayon gadol, v'gam inyin la'az al haniftar, shahaya lan lahatzrich lefanoso etzel hanashim. He says, you know, it's a bizayon. It's like if you're married next to somebody else's wife. V'chede bizayon la'isha. He says, you can move. The continues, and therefore for sure one can move. But again, these are all serious shilos. What about if you found out a Jew is buried in a non-Jewish cemetery, are you allowed to move? Right, many Jews out there, you know, across the Chutz La'aretz that maybe aren't so proud or so, you know, strong in their Jewishness that they don't care where they're buried, and maybe their children later on come back to the fold and they want to move them. So again, all of these are very, very serious shilas, but these are likud atzamos, and the Chassam Sofer said better not to say. Either way, Lamaisa, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Amar Gershon Hizgayir, fourth line, sixth line of the Gemara. Gershon is Gayer v'chulu Amar Rav Barachana Amar Biyochanan. So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether one can a ger that converts on Erev Pesach, whether he can do the Karev Pesach. Machlokas Ba'arul Nachri. The machlokas is, as is discussed in the Mishnah, by a non-Jew who converted on Erev Pesach, and he's an RL, and we are giving him Mila. To Beis Hillel Savri. Gezeira Shem Yitam L'Shana Haba. Yitam L'Shana Haba. Maybe next year he's going to become Tamei on Erev Pesach, or the Minchas Chinuch says he's going to become Tamei within a week of Pesach. Either way. V'yomar, and he's going to say, Eshtaken Milo Tavalti V'achalti. Last year, didn't I just jump in the mikvah? And then I ate Karev Pesach. So Achshav Nami Yitvav Ochel. And now too. V'lo Yada, and he won't realize, Eshtaken Nachri Ave. Last year he was a non-Jew. V'lo Makabal Tumah. And even though he became Tamei the day before Pesach last year, a goyzav a kabal tuma, and therefore it doesn't affect him, and he does not need 3 and 7. Achshav Yisrael will be kabal tuma, and therefore Beis Hillel says, because of Xera, he's going to get confused between Tumas Meis when he was a goy and not. So therefore, he's not allowed. He's got to wait till Pesach Sheni. Even though there's an Isra a mitzvah Saseish Yishbo Kari, so it doesn't matter. This Durabanan is Docha. This Durabanan is Docha. This Xera is Docha. Yes. Aval Arel Yisrael. What about Stam and Arel? Yisrael, not an Arel Nachri, but a Jew. A Jew who never got a Bris Mila before, and he gets it on Erev Pesach. Yisrael, Divri Hakol, Tola Volchas, Tischol Erev. There's no such Gzera. Velo Gazrin and Arel Yisrael Mishem Arel Nachri. There's no such Gzera because a Jew, he knew about Tumas Meis beforehand. He was involved. He just didn't have a Bris Mila yet, and therefore we would allow him to eat. Tani Nami Hachli, we also learned in the Braisa, Amr of Shibet Elazar, Lo Nechlu, Beshev Yisil, Al Ara Yisrael, Shetova, Vohokas, Viskola Erev. There's no machlokas about Ara Yisrael, Al Nechluku, Al Ara Nachri. Shebeshev Omrim, Tova, Vohokas, Viskola Erev, Ubeisil, Omrim, Haporish Min Arla, Kaporish Min Hakever. Remember the stories in Mesecha Shabbos, Taflamet Aleph. Hillel made it easier for Gerim to convert Bechlal. right? Even if they're on one foot, that even only to accept Torah Shebichsav. Remember all those stories on in the Masechta Shabbos. They were talking about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in terms of Gzeira later on. Once one converts, the Nachas Chiddush discusses in Mitzvah Hey, what happens if the Goy Ger brings it anyway? So that relates to the issue of the Rabbanan's affecting Daraisas. Once the Rabbanan said that the Goy Ger cannot bring it, did they wipe out his Chiyuv, and if he brings it, it's meaningless? Or do we say, no, he could bring it, and if he did it, it works anyway. And he does not have to do Pesach Sheni. That's a discussion. The Minchas Chinuch is noted to say that it does not work. It does not work. Okay, Amar Rava. Rava says, Arel Hazaa V'Izemel Hemidu Devrayim B'Makam Kareis. These three cases, we'll see what they are. The Rabbanan said, our din applies, even though a mitzvah's assay that as kareis is not going to be fulfilled. Still, we make the din. Onein, umitzora, ubeisa pras, lohem, either the brave of kareis. But these three, they were not mabit. They say, oh, it's a Rabbanan, so we will forego it because of the mitzvah's assay. So what are these six? So, Arel hadamran. Arel, we just said, right? That was a din of Beis Hillel. An RL Nachri, converted on Erev Pesach, he does not do Karban Pesach, even though it's an Asei Sheish Bokares. The Rabbanim were ma'amid their din, even in this circumstance. Hazaa, we also had earlier, in the beginning of the sixth parak, back at the Samachay, to Amar Mar, Hazaa Shvus Veino Dochaz HaShabbos. Remember, sprinkling, Hazaa, if somebody requires sprinkling on, let's say, Erev Pesach is Shabbos, and it's day 7 of the Tumas Mace, if he gets sprinkled by the ashes of the Paraduma today, he can eat Karban Pesach that night. Nope, no good. Hazaa. Issa d'Rabbanan. You can't do Hazaa on Shabbos. Why not? Remember why does Hazaa require Karban Pesach? So we had two days there. Either the Gemara spoke about Shemi Yavirenu, the ashes of the Paraduma, not just Megillah and Shofar and Lulav, right? Because there is Shemi Yavirenu, the ashes. Or the other Pshat Rashi gave was Tikkun. You're being misaki, tikkun gavra, just like you can't be tovel kalim on Erev Pesach, as it is a drabana though. So, they will mamid their did. So, hazah is a shvus, and not to kashavis. And number three, izemel. Izemel, the tanya, what's izemel? Izemel is the knife of bris milah. So we have this back in the 19th parak in Shabbos, in Reb Elazar de Mila. What did the brisa say there? The tanya, kishem she'ein mi vien oso, derek rishus harabim, just like, Bris Milah Docha Shabbos. We know that based on a special pasuk, Biyom Hashmini. But what happens if I forgot to bring the knife, and the knife is somewhere else, and there's no Erev in town? So what's the halacha? So I for sure cannot bring it through a Rishus Haravim Daraisa. The Milah will be nitche till tomorrow. Okay, what can I do? But even through Rishus Haravim Darabanans, even through Kach Ein Mevienoso Derek Gagos Derek Hatzeres Derek Karpifos. Even through all these other Rishuyos, which we spoke at length about in Maseches Erevin, a roof, a chatzer, a karpev. So you see also, a Isser Durabanan, wiping out a mitzvah Asesheish Makaris. There's only two of them. So, right, a Karban Pesach and Bris Milah. So these three examples, two of them are about Karban Pesach, one of them is about Bris Milah. So in those three cases, the Did Durabanan pushes aside the mitzvah Asesheish Makaris. So excellent. Who is the Kari son by Bris Milah? So excellent question, right? The kid's not Chayef Kari's yet. Child's not Chayef Kari's yet. A person's only Chayef Kari's if he gets older. So let's say the case, the pashas of the case is a baby, but let's say not. Let's say there's a case where, well, it can't be. Can't be by a gadol because a gadol would not have a Milah Bismana on Shabbos. So it can't be. So maybe he's talking about, even though in that specific case there's no Kari's, it's still an Asei Sheyesh Ba Kari's. That's why I think you have to understand it. It's no kari specifically in that case, but the chumrah, the stringency of bris milah, is defined as one that has kari associated with it. But you're right, in that specific case, it wouldn't have kari. Great point. Vaidus, those are the three, din and drabanan, that are doche. What about the three that we push aside? So, number one, onein ha da amran. Onein, what we said in our Mishnah. Aninus laila is drabanan, but we push it aside to allow him to eat karban pesach. Mitzora maihi, what's mitzora? Detanya, a new one. As follows, Detanya Mitzora Shachal Shvidi Shenov Erev Pesach. A Mitzora, as we know, is Tami for 7 days. And on day 8, he has to bring Karbanos. But what does he do? Before he brings his Karbanos, what does he do before the process is finished? He goes to Shar Nicanor, goes to the doorway to the Azara, he sticks his hands in, and he gets sprinkled with the oil and with the blood, so he's allowed to do that. But what happens if on the last day he's about to go there, Vara Keri Bo Bayom? He becomes a Balkari. We had earlier in the Masechta, Balkari has a din of a Zav, and a Zav has to be out of two Machanos. Right? Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, Machane Yisrael. A Mitzorah is out of all three. So, but he was a Mitzorah, but he's at the end of the process. He's allowed to come in. But now he became a Balkari. Because Balkari, so he should have to be out of two Machanos on a Durabana level, as we'll see. The Rabbanan said, no, because we want you to be able to eat Karan Pesach, we'll allow you, even though you became a Balkari, who has the status of a Zav de Rabbanan, we will allow you to come in to Shar Nikanar to finish the process of Taharas HaMetzorah in order to partake of the Karan Pesach that night. So that's another example where we would push aside the din. Tova v'ochel, he could go. Amru Chachamim, Aval Pisha Tful Yom Eino Nichnas, even though Tful Yom usually, in this case, cannot come in, Zen Nichnas. Mutav, Yavo Asei Sheish Bokaris, Vizcha Asei Sheid Bokaris. Right, the Asei, Sheid Bokaris. Even at most, Knisa, L'machitza, that you're usually not allowed to go in, is a mitzvah Asei, as we had earlier. Only somebody who starts allowed to go in. V'yamer Rabbi Yochanan Dvar Torah Filu Aseibo. You might even be only a Durabanon. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'yamod V'yamid Yehoshafat Bakal Yehuda V'Yerushalayim V'Beis Hashem L'fnei Achazer Achadasha. He stood in front of the new Chatzer. Maya Achazer Achadasha. What does that mean? Shechidshu Badavar. It means they came up with a new din. V'yamru Tful Yom Lo Yikadis L'Machna Leviya. Tful Yom cannot go into Machna Leviya. That's a din Durabanon, says Rabbi Yochanan, and we push it aside in order to allow him to partake of the Karban Pesach. So that is number five, meaning, or number two, the second din that is pushed aside for Karban Pesach. The Ritva is made famous by the Taz, but it's Mefurash Ritva. It's Mefurash Ritva. The Ritva Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis says, so what is this saying? We only push aside Din and Rabbanan for Mitzvah Aseh Sheish Bokaris sometimes. Sometimes, but not for Mitzvah Aseh Shein Bokaris. So why ask the Ritva? This is known as the Taz's Kasha, but it's the Ritva's Kasha. So why do we allow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Forget Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah that falls out on a weekday. Is it Issa Drabanan of playing musical instruments? So why do we have Shofar at all? Says the Ritva. Because the Rabbanan do not have the power to wipe out a Mitzvah Aseh totally. Even one She'ein Bokares. Like Shofar. Shofar, what's wrong? Right? What does our Gemara say? Says the Ritva. The Rabbanan only maybe an Aseh Sheish Bokaris. If it's Ein Bokaris, for sure not. So why don't you wipe out Shofar totally? Right? It's an Issa Drabanan. The answer is they can't wipe out a Mitzvah Aseh totally. So if they wipe out Shofar when it falls out on Shabbos, fine. But they can't wipe out Shofar when it falls out on a weekday. Well, you'll never blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Torah says to blow Shofar. You'll never blow Shofar. That can't be. And therefore, says the Ritva, it's a Ritva Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis. So now we can quote the Ritva, not just the Taz and Tavkuf Peches. He says, Im keim nimseis mitzvah zu mispatelas, v'kol Yisrael la'olam, v'ena nasis, v'ech yesru l'gamre, v'yistru mashet zivsa Torah. The Rabbanan don't have that power. V'yavah v'yishasru b'shabes, v'yishum gzeira rabba, hosam efshar l'iskaye b'yantav shachol b'chol, mashayki b'zeh, sh'nitcheis v'kol Yisrael b'chol zman, sh'lamidu devrayim, v'chul. And he continues, that's a very important Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, the Aflamid Beis, Amid Beis. Okay, there's more there, but we will continue. Says the Gemara Beis HaPras, last one. The last din Rabbanan that we push aside for a Mitzvah Aseh Sheish Bokaris, it's not, as the Mishnah says, in Maseches Aholos. What's a Beis HaPras? If you remember, Beis HaPras is an area where a kever was plowed over. So there's a Suffolk kever somewhere. What do you mean a Suffolk kever? We assume there's no large piece of a mace anywhere. The problem is that a small bone, the size of a barley seed, is metame b'maged b'masa. It's not metame b'ol, halach Moshe b'Sinai, but it's metame b'maged b'masa. So let's say somebody's walking there, they might step on a tiny piece of a bone and become tame. That's Beis HaPras, Suffolk, we're not sure. So the usual halacha is that Beis HaPras makes you tame midrabanan, automatically. So, says the Mishnah, Titzan, Vishavan, Vishavan, Vishilel, she both kin lose Pesach, vein both kin lose Shuma. If somebody's on his way to do Karban Pesach, and he has to go through a Beis HaPras in order to get there on time, so he's allowed to bedik, he's allowed to check as he goes through, and as long as he doesn't see a bone, so we can assume he is Tahar. We will not allow this Kula for Ochlei Truma. There's no time pressure, it's not an Aseh Sheish Bokaris, so therefore we don't allow for Osei Pesach. How do you check my Botkin? He goes very close to the floor and he blows. He blows. So if there's any bone there, it'll get blown away, and it'll be safe. Rav Yehuda Bar Abaya or Bar Ami, Mishmeid Rav Yehuda Amar, Beis HaPrasha Nidashtar. If it's been totally trampled by so many people already, so then we say it's tar anyway, and there is no need to even check. Okay, Adra Chaisha. Now we get into Pesach Sheni. Is it included for Ochlei Truma? No. Rashi says Beferish not. Aval Achila Shuma Lo Samchin and Alei. Sheochel Mahadid. He can wait. There's a din d'rabbanan. A beis hapras makes you tame, right? But we'll have these coolers by Karbet Pesach. Okay, weiter. Here we go. The pasuk says the barshas ba'aloscha that if somebody is tame or far away on erev Pesach, so then they have to go to Pesach Sheni. Somebody was tame. So remember, this is the last parak in Pesachim according to the Meiri, because Avi Pesachim is parak he, and this parak is parak yud. Remember, he switched. But we have it as this order, so that's how we do it. If somebody was Tamei or Bederek Rechoka on Erev Pesach, at what time? At what time do you determine Derek Rechoka? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says you go by Chatzos. We'll have to on tomorrow's daf. You go by when the Chiyuv starts. The Rambam says you go by the morning. Go by Alos HaShachar and Erev Pesach. Machlokas exactly when you determine Derek Rechoka. V'loas says a Rishon if he's Tamei or far away. And he didn't do Parbe Pesach Rishon. Ya says a Sheni. So he goes to Pesach Sheni. Shogag onenes v'loas says a Rishon. If he did it, it was Shogeg or out of his control and he didn't do it. Ya says a Sheni. Imke lamanem or Tamei or Shari b'Derek Rechoka. So why do you say examples if it applies to anybody? She'elu b'turn mea kareis ve'elu chayav b'kareis. These are Patrik from kareis and these are chayav. Who's these and who's these? We'll have to see the Gemara, who the these are talking about. All the Achronim get into the act here and wonder, is there any other mitzvah? Look, by every mitzvah, you have to do what you have to do in order to be in the position to do the mitzvah. What, I'm not going to buy a lulav. And on Erev Pesach, I'm going to be in a state and, oh, what can I do? No lulav. No, go buy the lulav before Sukkos, so you have the lulav. Go get a shofar before him. Go get to Yerushalayim. What do you mean? Ah, Derech Rechoka, Pator. What are you talking about? So this is what many, based on Rishonim, but the Tzlach, we had back on Daf Gimel, right? We had it 90 blot ago, right? Daf Gimel, the Tzlach said, no, Karbet Pesach is different. That's what the Chiddush is, Derech Rechoka, right? That if you don't have to, it's like Tzitzis, if you're in the situation, you know, then you have to do it. And the Minchas Chinuch says, what? What are you talking about? The Tzlach has a line. Where do you ever see that you have to put yourself into the situation of doing the mitzvah? Says the Minchas Chinuch, always. Always, you have a chiyuv mitzvah, you have to make sure you're in the situation of doing a mitzvah. So, but it's a huge chiddush when it comes to Pesach Sheni. Remember, we have a Gemara earlier on Daf Ayin Amud Beis. We had two of the Amoraim that were upset about a certain decision that was made by the Beis Din about Erev Pesach at Shabbos. They said, forget it, we're leaving. We don't want to be part of this. So they left Eretz Yisrael in order not to be there. So some bring that as a raya. Oh, you see, you don't have to be in that position. So the Chazon Ish says, no, that's only because they were upset about what was going on. They thought it was like a chil Hashem to be involved in that Pesach. Okay. Either way, let's quickly just do this Gemara. Itmar, and then we'll end off with one Dvar Musar. Hayav Derech Rechoka, v'shaktu v'zarku alav. What happens if somebody's Derech Rechoka? And therefore they're Pater, they can go to Pesach Sheni. And anyway, though, they're shechted on. V'zarku alav. And they're shechted on behalf of. And they come that night. They couldn't get there by the time of Shechitas at Pesach, but they end up coming at 11 o'clock at night. They get to Yerushalayim. So did the Karbet Pesach work for them? Machlokas. Rav Nachman Amar Hertzah, Rav Nachman Sheshes Amar Lo Hertzah. Machlokas. So we'll go through at least one Shechita today. Rav Nachman Amar Hertzah, it worked. Why? Mechazu dechaz rachmana alav. The Torah, by allowing you to do a Pesach Sheni, is having rachmanus on you. Ve'i avit tavol abracha. But if you did it, that's fine. Tavol abracha. For if Sheshes Amar No, Lo Hertzah, mitcha dachirach vada katame. If you are a Pesach Sheni Jew, you are out. Your chiyuv is removed. And therefore, if you do it, it's meaningless. Amar Rav Nachman Minah Aminullah, how do I know? Ask Rav Nachman that it works. Titzan, because the Mishnah said, Misha Hayatami, oh, Bederek Rechokov, Lo Asa Rishon, Yasa Sheni. If you were far away and you didn't do it, Michlal Mashma Di'iboy Oven. If you did do it, it would work. Why do you have that extra line? If you didn't do it. It must be, if you did do it, it would work. Verif Sheshes Amar Lecha, no. Ihachi, Rav Sheshes would say, what about the next line? Sefer Tektari, Shogad O'ne'enas, V'lo Asa Rishon, Yasas HaSheni. What did the next line say? Oh, if you're a Ba'ones and didn't do it, then do the Sheni. Mitektani, V'lo Asa, Mechal Di'iboy Oven. What? If you were Ones and didn't do it. Of course you didn't do it. You were Ba'ones. Hari Shogad O'ne'enas. So Ella says of Sheishes, it must be there's a case in the Mishnah that's not mentioned, that's really being implied. Ella Mazid Ketani Badayu. It must be that in the Seifa, Mazid is the hidden case. Hachanami Onein Ketani Badayu. So too, Onein is the hidden case in the Reisha. Says Rav Sheshes, and Amar Rav Naashi, Masiz Nami Deka. And Rav Ashi says, I think the Mishnah is Meduyik that it's missing cases. Tiktani, Elu Patur Mei Karis, Elu Chayavin Bi Karis. After all, it talks about people Patur Achaya from Karis. Ahai, what is that last line referring to? Ilema Ashogig Venenas, Shogig Venenas, Bei Karis, said no, they're not Chayav Karis, so it was out of their control. Elo Lava Mazid, Va'onain. It must be referring to Mazid and Onain, that if they didn't do it, so then they will get Karis in for Pesach Sheni. Rav Nachman Amar Lo Kol. Last night, Rav Nachman would say, no, I don't think there's any cases missing. La'olam ha-mezid l'chudeh. Only in the Seifa, mezid is being referred to. But not onin in the Reisha. U'bedin u'di ba'ile l'misli chayev. It should say chayev, not chayovin. V'haydik, tani chayovin. Aydi, tani Reisha patura, tani Seifa chayovin. So it says that to be parallel. But either way, Rav Nachman says, my shita is, even if somebody was derech rechoka, or a similar situation, it can work. We will have, Be'ez Hashem, on the coming dafim, there's a machlokas, what derech rechoka means. Right? Tomorrow's daf is also going to have what exactly is Pesach Sheni all about. But there's a machlokas, whether mamish far away, or what if you're standing 1 foot outside of the Azara, of the Iskopas Azara. There's one there that says you're standing outside 1 foot. Says one of the Rebbes, that I saw the Chashuke Chabad quotes this from the, right, they'll bring the Geula, I'll quote it by name. The Beis Yisrael. Because for the Beis Yisrael, you know what the message of Derech Rechoka is? One step in the right direction could change your life. You could be right outside the scope of the Azara. Right outside Yerushalayim, right outside. One step outside. You walk inside, you're a Pesach Rishon Jew. You stay outside, Pesach Sheni Jew. Ad kama alula psia achas bodedes lekfoa es goralo haruchani shel ha'adam. He's far away. He takes one step in, you're here. You're one of us. The FLP came, Psia Achaz, Lazar, Pnima, Mesukal, Hailakra, Pesach, and Klal Yisrael, but because you're Meruchak, you know, you have to realize, one step in the right direction in our spiritual world can make all the difference. And he says, Halacha Lamaisa, Hashlacha Maisit, if somebody is standing right outside of Shul, and they think they're dominating with a tzibur, just step inside. If you're outside, you're not with the tzibur. If you're on the yiskop of alachus v'lispalo, ein mitztarif la'asara. V'yitachin shlo yanev v'goralo, yechratz bazeh. You want to get the tzibur, the schus ha-tzibur. We spoke about it in Shabbat Shuvah. It says, you got to be inside. Okay, we'll have to stop here. So the show will continue. Let Hashem next time.